Hello, and welcome to the magic of Bobby Darin. I am the Darin Archivist and your host, Jimmy Scalia. In each installment, we'll bring you the facts, stories, and music of one of the most versatile entertainers known to the world as Bobby Darin. It's no secret that there was a rift between Frank Sinatra and Bobby Darin. But to what level? The story over the years has taken on a life of its own. But here is Steve Blauner to document this story for us.
Let me tell you, because I was there, and I remember it like yesterday. It was after the Grammys. In those days, it was not on television. There'd be a ceremony, and then you'd go for a dinner, and we were about to go into the Beverly Hilton. We were in the lobby of the Beverly Hilton Hotel, now owned by Merv Griffin. And Vernon Scott from AP or UPI, whatever it was, came up to him in the middle of the lobby. Now, Bobby had just won 2 Grammys, Song of the Year from Act of the Night, and he won the first ever Best Newcomer Award. So, that year. Vernon Scott says to him, "Do you want to be bigger than Frank Sinatra?" And Bobby's exact words to him were, "Why would you do that to me? I got nothing to do. Frank Sinatra is, on a whole other level and is older. I want to do everything that Bobby Darin wants to do and can possibly do. Well, do you want to, again, another thing about Sinatra?" And again, Bobby said, "Why would you do that to me? I want to be the biggest and best Bobby Darin I can be and do whatever I..." Okay. The next day, in 2,500 newspapers across America, the headline was, "Darin wants to be bigger than Sinatra," which created all this furor. Frank came back once with a line that Bobby repeated over and over again and just loved it. He got hysterical, and he thought it was one of the great lines ever, where Frank says, "Bobby Darin, he does my prom dates." Eventually it got so bad that I knew Frank and had some kind of a minor relationship with him, and I got them together, just the two of them in a room. He went to Frank's office, and they talked, and they got everything straightened out. And over the years, through third parties, I've heard nothing but, I remember Dick Bacallian, who was an actor and did some work on Bobby's television show. He was out on a boat with Frank, and Frank said to him, "There is no one better than he."
"Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please
thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again to another episode of The Magic of Bobby Darin. This is your host, Jimmy Scalia, till we meet again.